Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for NPR senior business editor and reporter Yuri Berliner, who this week wrote a disgusting piece of propaganda for the Free Press entitled, "I've been at NPR for 25 years, here's how we lost America's trust." His central thesis is that the once vaunted news giant NPR has lost its way, its credibility, and its audience's respect, as well as its audience, because it has allowed itself to be completely dominated by progressive viewpoints. He says NPR has embraced anti-Trumpism and a recognition of the importance of unconscious bias, white privilege, diversity, equity, inclusion, racial and gendered sensitivity, and every other significant tenet of our religion. He even laments that among the Washington, D.C. newsroom, he identified 87 registered Democrats and zero registered Republicans, a discovery his fellow NPRsters found uninteresting. But of course they didn't care. What is there to care about when everything's going right? For decades, we have been working diligently to exclude conservatives, Christians, white people, and men from positions of power and influence in news, media, education, arts, and entertainment. And we've finally arrived at the glorious point where NPR is an entirely woke-compliant entity. Hallelujah! What's the problem? Mr. Berliner seems to be upset that we are winning. And in the process, he's running the risk of undoing all the great gains we've made over the years toward coherence of thought and consistency of message at great truth-telling centers like NPR, CNN, MSNBC, and virtually every newspaper and university department in existence. This is what total domination looks like. Sit back and enjoy it, sir. But of course, the very first rule about ideological domination is that you do not talk about ideological domination. For breaking the single prime directive of social subversion, Yuri Berliner must go, woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Go rest high on the mountain.
I'm pleased to announce that aside from the brief flub around NPR, this week is a mostly praise report jubilee. Second, we want to encourage and affirm the valiant efforts of The View's Sonny Hostin to bring awareness to the one and only most unholy problem of all time, global climate change. On Monday's show, the conversation turned to the significance of a solar eclipse, the year of double cicada emergence, and the New York City earthquake all happening around the same time. Showing her devotion to the cause, our beloved buffoon bravely and sagaciously connected all the dots.
Got a solar eclipse, we've got the earthquake, and then also I learned that the cicadas are coming.
Cicadas.
Cicadas.
Although I love
for the first time in
cicadas,
like
cicada.
No,
100
tomatoes,
years.
No, in
I
a way.
I will say all those things together would maybe lead one to believe that, you know, either climate change exists.
That's more
or something
point.
Is really
or the Earth's return.
Now, yes, it is true that certified fact checker level 3 Whoopi Goldberg did have to explain to Sonny that her understanding of the cicadas was mistaken and that their mating cycle is unrelated to climate change. Goldberg also explained that the solar eclipse is astronomically predictable and being a space phenomenon is unrelated to climate change. Then, certified fact checker cadet level 0 Joy Behar also explained that earthquakes are under the surface and therefore unrelated to climate change. So yes, it was a bit awkward for the scientifically illiterate Hostin to be so publicly corrected in this way, but that is totally beside the point. Even if none of her connections were logically valid, it still serves the cause of getting people to talk about climate change and to think that everything is connected to this one most unholy problem we face. By becoming the butt of so many climate denial jokes, Hostin still wins for the cause by forcing the enemies of science to talk about our issue, thus constantly recentering it in people's minds. The average weak-minded fan of The View will not remember that Sunny got all her conclusions wrong, but they will be left with the general and crucial sense that climate change is so important, it is literally earth-shaking in New York, life-altering for cicada sex, and powerful enough to block out the sun. Side note, we suspect Hostin did this all on purpose. As a Notre Dame law grad, Department of Justice antitrust trial attorney, federal prosecutor of sex criminals, and global fraud investigator for Kroll, Sonny is simply too smart to be this dumb. Thus, we suspect this was all carefully calculated to appear so colossally stupid that silly conservatives would be drawn into talking about it and recentering climate change in the minds of people as a consequence. Well played, Miss Hostin. Well played. Even if you got it so wrong, you still got it so right. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, our most hearty praise for the Mattel Corporation and their recent redesign of the classic board game Scrabble. Recognizing that the morally evolved Generation Z wants cooperation rather than competition, is more interested in lighthearted fun rather than serious intellectual endeavors, and just plain doesn't like math, Mattel has modernized the 75-year-old board game with the welcoming and inclusive title Scrabble Together. In this kinder, gentler version of the brutally cutthroat legacy word war game, players no longer keep score but instead satisfy challenges such as play a horizontal word, play a three-letter word, play a word with two of the same consonant, or play a word that touches the edge of the board. The first player to rack up 20 such kindergarten-level achievements is the winner of a game in which everyone is a winner just by playing. If you've ever had a letter that was too hard to play, no problem, power cards let you do things like turn that letter into a wild blank tile. With exciting cooperative gameplay options that reward you for being a good neighbor, this new Scrabble is really helping to build a better future society of interconnected inclusivists. What the Gen Z culture Sherpas told Mattel is they felt intimidated by Scrabble and they didn't like how it made them feel, especially when they lost or made other people lose. This important feedback convinced Mattel to make a nicer version of a board game for people who apparently do not like board games. Now, one thing we especially celebrate about this move is that it reaffirms one of our basic tenets, that it's important to always be changing things for the sake of changing things, taking away from people their attachment to anything long-lasting and stable and cultivating a healthy novelty fetish, so they will always be easily manipulated into the latest ridiculous thing we need them to believe. So if highly competitive games like Chutes and Ladders or Uno are too stressful for you, and if overly complicated games like Go Fish and Candyland produce too much intellectual anxiety, have no fears. Scrabble Together is here for you. And yes, participation ribbons that celebrate you just for being you are included in every game box. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
As you depart today, keep young Brittany Crutchenfeld in your mantras as she is still recovering from last week's incident with a housing-deprived person who, through no fault of his own, tried to rob Brittany with a knife when a male stranger interceded and frightened the poor blameless vagrant away. During our investigation, Brittany confessed to feeling safer having a man nearby and even said she hoped she might eventually find a husband who would protect her from life's dangers. Sadly, the Level 2 Gender Equality Reeducation and Indoctrination Camp seems to be having little effect at reforming her, and Brittany may have to be released back into general society without having adequately repented from her embrace of patriarchal chivalry. Such a sad prospect, but perhaps the next round of therapies will succeed where last week's were unsuccessful. Refreshments this week are provided by Windshield Surprise, a Midwestern bakery and high-end purveyor of insect-based delicacies such as palmetto profiteroles, mealybug macaroons, and this year's special and my personal favorite, cicada cobbler, available for a limited time only. So raise awareness of the nutritional value of bugs, enjoy some food that only has a very small face, and take solace in knowing that you're doing your part for the planetary ecosystem. Windshield Surprise, you can really taste the virtue.
And now, brethren, sisterin, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.